Good morning. From the newsroom of the Financial Times, today is Wednesday, January 23rd, and this is your FT News Briefing. Today, the FT reports that the Trump administration has turned down an offer from China for preparatory trade talks, IBM records annual revenue growth for the first time since 2011, and pressure mounts on Tory Euroskeptics and the Democratic Unionist Party to back Theresa May's Brexit deal. Then the FT's Lindsay Furtado tells us why two activist hedge funds have taken an interest in eBay. I'm Eric Krupke, and here's the news you need to start your day. The FT is reporting that the Trump administration rejected an offer from China for preparatory trade talks. Two Chinese vice ministers offered to travel to the U.S. this week to pave the way for a higher-level meeting in Washington on January 30th. But according to two people briefed on the negotiations, U.S. officials canceled the meetings because of a lack of progress on two key issues. First, U.S. negotiators want an end to what they call forced technology transfers, transfers from foreign companies to Chinese joint venture partners and other firms. China says companies aren't forced to transfer technology. U.S. negotiators also want President Xi Jinping's administration to scrap state subsidies and industrial policies they believe discriminate against foreign investors. The two issues could derail the talks, which means more uncertainty for already jittery investors. If an agreement isn't reached by March 1st, President Trump has said he'll increase the tariff rate imposed on about half of all Chinese exports to the U.S., from 10% to 25%. On Tuesday afternoon, the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said that no, quote, intermediate meetings, unquote, had been scheduled with the Chinese delegates. He said the U.S. was still preparing for the planned meetings at the end of the month. But the S&P 500 fell as much as 2% on Tuesday afternoon on the uncertainty, before recovering some of those losses to end the day down 1.4%. And earnings results from IBM boosted investor confidence in the computing giant's turnaround plans on Tuesday. Shares in the company jumped as high as 7% in aftermarket trading on Tuesday after the company said its revenue and earnings came in slightly ahead of expectations in the final quarter of 2018. IBM reported revenue of $21.8 billion in the fourth quarter of last year. And although that was 3% lower than the same period in 2017, adjusted earnings per share came in at $4.87 and ahead of most analysts' forecasts. IBM Finance Chief Jim Cavanaugh said 2018 was a, quote, very important inflection year, and it was the first time in several years that the company had managed to increase revenue, operating income, and earnings per share at the same time. And next Tuesday, the UK House of Commons is set to vote on a cross-party amendment that would rule out the option of a no-deal Brexit. Yesterday, Prime Minister Theresa May told her cabinet they'll be expected to keep the option of a no-deal Brexit on the table. MPs still haven't approved a withdrawal treaty with the EU. And for now, Brexit is set to happen with or without a deal on March 29th. Pro-Europeans want to rule out a no-deal Brexit. Mrs. May insisted she has the duty to deliver Brexit, and this has put her at odds with much of her cabinet. Work and Pensions Secretary Amber Rudd warned that dozens of ministers could quit if they're forced to vote to keep the option of a no-deal Brexit. Business leaders have warned that leaving the EU without a deal would be a disaster. And on Tuesday, there was growing expectation that the amendment would win enough support to pass the Commons next week, meaning that a no-deal Brexit wouldn't be an option. If you want to read the FT editorial board's argument for a second referendum, go to ft.com/Brexit. And here's a closer look at one of today's big stories.
Elliott Management Corporation, which manages funds that beneficially own more than 4% of eBay Inc., today released a letter outlining a significant value creation opportunity at eBay.
That's the FT's hedge fund correspondent, Lindsay Furtado, reading from a press release put out yesterday by activist hedge fund Elliott Management. On Tuesday, the group founded by Paul Singer invested $1.4 billion for a 4% stake in eBay, the online retailer. On Tuesday, eBay shares jumped by 6% to nearly $33 a share. And Elliott Management isn't alone. Another fund, Starboard, also took a multi-million dollar stake in the company.
So both Elliott and Starboard are activist investing firms. And so what activists do is they buy up large stakes in companies and then they lobby for change. Most commonly, that is for a company to either sell off stakes that they think are perhaps underperforming, but perhaps also just not core to a company's business. So they worry that management isn't focusing on the main business, that they have too many divisions, you know, too many sort of moving parts. Sometimes they lobby for management changes if they think that a CEO isn't doing a good enough job. And sometimes they come in a more friendly, constructive way, saying, we think you could be doing better. And they outline growth plans for the company. And it's a bit more friendlier than kind of coming in with guns blazing.
And so why specifically have they taken an interest in eBay?
So they're looking for possible management changes. They're asking the board to review management and see whether or not the team that's currently in charge is the right team to lead eBay forward. They want the company to consider spinning off two of their largest units. That's their classifieds unit and their StubHub unit, which is, you know, ticket resales. But also they want sort of general efficiencies. They think that costs can come down. They think eBay is spending too much on advertising and marketing. And also that they need to spend actually possibly more money on improving their technology, because a lot of the users of eBay are leaving and moving to Amazon instead because they say that eBay has all these glitches. There was a cyber incident, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago. They're still worried that things haven't been fixed entirely. It doesn't operate as smoothly for a user.
So why are these funds buying these stakes now?
It's mostly because the share price is flagging. Amazon is doing better in terms of the online marketplace. A lot of sellers that used to use eBay are now going to Amazon instead. So it's a great brand. It's a company that's well known, that has a lot of potential. At least that's the way the activists see it. And they think that the share price could be worth a lot more in the future than it is now.
And what's kind of the bet these companies are making on eBay? What is the return they're trying to get?
There's a lot of criticism of activists because a lot of folks say that they're just interested in short-term gains. That's been the main criticism of them for years. What they say is if all these changes are made, then that will lead to long-term growth. The share price will go up, not just in the short term, but over the next couple of years. And that it's actually going to take a while to implement a lot of these changes and to see the growth in the share price.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. Today we'll be following a big earnings day in the U.S., Comcast, United Technologies, Ford, and U.S. consumer group Procter & Gamble are all set to report results today. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the latest business news.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.